Times are challenging right now in Chicago, but True Green knows that the grass will get greener. You may be spending more time enjoying your lawn this season than ever before, and True Green can help make your lawn happy, healthy, and weed-free. Call 866-967-6048 or go to truegreen.com/radio to receive 50% off your spring application. That's 866-967-6048 or go to truegreen.com/radio. At True Green, we'll take care of your lawn. You take care of you.
You work hard for your money. You should be rewarded for that. That's why so many people are switching to Consumers Credit Union. Member-owned, Consumers offers tremendous advantages, like earning up to 5.09% APY for doing things you're likely already doing. Plus, you can use any ATM anywhere, and Consumers refunds the fees. It's no wonder Consumers Free Rewards Checking is recognized as one of the best high-yield checking accounts nationwide. Account qualifications apply. Signing up is a breeze at myconsumers.org. Consumers Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
This segment brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you enter into a real estate transaction, buying or selling, your personal information becomes public record and goes on the internet. That means everyone has access to sensitive personal details about you, from where you live to what you've paid for your home. Well, Chicago Title Land Trust makes it simple and affordable to put an end to all that. Safeguarding your personal information will help protect you from falling victim to identity theft and real estate fraud. Chicago Title Land Trust Company. Protecting your privacy starts here. Call 888-878-7856.
Today's reality has forced us all to grapple with what's important and what isn't. And what will always be important is family and health. Unfortunately, snoring, sleep apnea, and nasal breathing problems have a direct impact on those two things we hold close. Living with any one of these issues compromises your quality of life, and that affects your whole household. It's not always easy to take action to change that, but Advent is going to help with a free virtual consultation. There's no cost and no commitment, and you don't have to worry about insurance or missing work to find out if Advent can solve your problem. During your virtual consultation, you'll chat one-on-one with a sinus and sleep specialist to find out exactly what you need to know. Text the word ADVENT to 797979 to schedule your free, zero-strings-attached virtual consultation. I'm Dr. Madhan Kandula. We won't be able to do this forever, but we're doing it now, because ADVENT knows when you breathe well, you live better.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
We got game! We get better and better!
We got
game, BC!
We got
BC!
BC!
Insider Mike Florio.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We love our opportunity to talk to Mike Florio. He joins us on the Al Pamonte Ford Hotline, Al Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Morning, Mike.
Doing great. How are you guys today?
Well, we're all pumped up because there's going to be an owner's Zoom. So always, if we can somehow get on that, we have a lot of information we can garner. Will anything happen? Do you expect? I know there's two things they're voting on. What will pass? What won't pass?
Well, the one thing that I think fascinates me the most from a football standpoint is the death of replay review for pass interference. We know that that's gone. The question, though, is what do they replace it with? Do they replace it with anything at all? My understanding, after talking to some people who know what's going on and understand how these dynamics are going to play out without everyone in the same room together, it's going to be very difficult to come up with a proposal that enough owners would get behind to replace replay review for pass interference. So for 2020, I think we're going back to the rules that were on the books in 2018, which is hope like hell the officials get it right and don't screw it up. So there's going to be some risk there. And I think from the NFL's perspective, they got bigger fish to fry this year. If they get to the point where there's a call in the NFC Championship game that creates major controversy, that's probably a good thing. That means that they've played their regular season. They've played most of their playoffs. They're on the brink of the Super Bowl. Hey, great. There's somebody who's upset about a call in the NFC Championship game. That ultimately means they've checked all the boxes and made all the money. So I have a feeling they're going to go back to the way things were. And it may stay that way 1 year at a time until there's another blow up, whenever that blow up may be. And it may not happen for another 50 years. The Rooney Rule proposals are the other area of some controversy. And I had Tony Dungy on my afternoon podcast yesterday, PFTPM. He's against the draft pick enhancement that has been dangled for the hiring of minority coaches or general managers. You bump up 6 spots in round 3 if you hire a minority coach, 10 spots in round 3 if you hire a minority GM. He doesn't like that. He doesn't want that approach. He hopes that they will table it and talk about it some more. And to me, that makes the most sense. Hiring season doesn't start next week, right? We got 8 months. Let's take our time and come up with something that everyone can get behind. The last thing they need is a proposal that creates controversy and division over whether or not it's the right way to address a problem that at least the NFL finally is intent on trying to fix.
Yeah, I think you're right, Mike. I think that's problematic, that proposal. But I don't know if it's related to the other one, which would call for teams at least interviewing 2 minority candidates from outside the organization for head coaching openings, and at least 1 minority candidate would be interviewed for a coordinator spot. Isn't that a separate proposal to the other one? Because I think they're very, very different.
Yeah, it is a separate proposal, and that one doesn't even require a vote of ownership. That's going to happen no matter what. Mark Maskey of the Washington Post noted yesterday that the expanded interview obligations will not require any type of vote, and thus will have no controversy. But see, what the NFL is trying to do, they're shifting from the punishment-based approach, the thou shalt do X, Y, and Z, and they never enforce that rule. We see teams violate the spirit of the Rooney Rule all the time. Last year, the Texans were intent on hiring Nick Caserio from the Patriots. We knew they were going to try to hire Nick Caserio from the Patriots. They interviewed 2 minority general manager candidates while waiting to get clearance from the Patriots to interview and hire Nick Caserio. The Patriots slammed the door. The Texans abandoned that. And then they just don't hire a GM. It's shameful, right? And then they just hand the job to Bill O'Brien after the season ended. So I think that the NFL understands that rules based on you must do this are too easily broken, at least in spirit. So they're trying to pivot to a way to create incentives. The problem is, I think that hinging hiring minority coaches or GMs to elevated draft status is too much, and it undermines a coach on the way through the door. And there's got to be a better way to address the issues, to slow down the hiring process, to convince owners to not have their mind made up about who they want to hire even before they fire the person they currently are employing. And I hope that Coach Dungy's comments from yesterday will resonate with people who are in a position to make these decisions and get them to just slow down and not do something that, as he said, could have the same kind of unintended consequences that replay review for pass interference had.
When we talk about teams reopening and buildings going to be occupied again by players, facilities being opened, it's a state-by-state issue. Is that competitive imbalance, Mike? Is there any concern that if the Colts open today and the Vikings can't, that's fair?
This is the first time since the pandemic began that we have seen the NFL put teams in a position where the rules are different depending upon where you are. Now, the NFL has smoothed out the imbalance by saying no coaches are permitted to report to the team facility, not even Bill O'Brien, who's also the GM of the Texans. GMs can be part of the staff that comes back, but no coaches anywhere. But you are going to have teams that are firing up the lawnmower again, getting things ready, and just from the standpoint of what front offices do, what scouts do, they're thinking about next year's draft. They're able to get together and have meetings that others can't have face to face. And even though they've taken great advantage of the Zoom technology, it's still not the same as meeting in the same room. So there is a disparity there. But you know what? This is just the first of what I think will be many disparities up to and including Some teams will play home games with the stands open and as many people who choose to assume the coronavirus risk showing up, and some states that say you cannot have fans, so the team has no home field advantage. But at some point, the NFL is just going to say, we have to deal with this, or we're not going to get our games in.
Mike, yesterday we heard from governors of California, New York, and Texas saying that their states would be welcoming to pro sports coming back and restarting. When you hear those reports, you start to wonder, were there any teams actively seeking alternative homes? Was this in response to the Chargers or the 49ers or teams in certain states saying, well, we were looking into Florida or other temporary venues?
I don't know any specific threats, and I think threat may be too strong of a statement. It's just fact, right? Is that a threat or a promise, right? It's just a reality. It's a reality. And I think California is the state that is the most significant in this regard, because Gavin Newsom, the governor there, had seemed to be the guy not that long ago, maybe just last week, who was the most negative about the prospect of professional sports proceeding, definitely with no fans present. But there was a sense that maybe they're not going to be able to proceed at all in those states. And I think the NFL has very subtly made it clear through conversations happening behind the curtain that always happen. It's political, not in a red state, blue state sense, but in the sense of you have these relationships, you have these conversations, you make sure people understand the reality. And the reality is they're getting their games in. And if they're not going to be able to play in L.A. with the Chargers and the Rams or Santa Clara with the 49ers, those teams are going to play somewhere else. The schedule is set up where it is very easy to put the 49ers in Arizona all year long. You put the Chargers in Vegas all year long. You put the Rams in Dallas all year long. There are other things you can do to move these teams to a different state. And I think that Gavin Newsom probably got the message that not just football, but every other professional sports team and that huge tax base that comes from the 13.3% rate that applies to the highest earners in California, and most of these professional athletes are in that group, all that money is going bye-bye because all those games are going to get played in a different state and the state taxes are going to be paid there. So I think at some point he realized, you know what? This is going to be a loser for me. I better come up with a way to make sure these sports can go forward.
Mike, thanks a ton. Great catching up with you. Always appreciate it.
See you guys.
Thanks, Mike.
That is Mike Florio. Fascinating, David, when you think about where the NFL is and the stuff that could happen today. And they keep kind of moving forward, but I don't know. I worry about the NFL. I just worry about the sport. Although the latest thing is they're looking at ways of making face masks out of the material from N95 masks. Maybe it'll end up being a plus.
You know,
want to thank everyone.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I mean, the worry is appropriate, but I think of all the sports leagues, we both agree they are in the best position to come out of this pandemic with the most positive outlook because of the timing of the calendar, because of when this came, and because of what's ahead and how much time they have before their season starts.
And it's going to be fascinating to see how that works out. We want to thank everyone connected to the program. Thanks for calling, texting, emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
And thanks to our crew. Thanks to Mr. Dustin Rhodes.
Obamagate.
And thanks to Kevbo.
Morbidly obese, they say.
Wow. And Ray. Bless you, Ray.
The nicest bunch of folks on the planet.
All right. David, have a great day.
Have a great day, Mully.
It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
If it is to be said, so it be. So it is.
For all station contest rules, go to 670thescore.com/rules.
Your home means everything to Lindholm Roofing. And as a family-run business for three generations, we have serviced many facets of our customers' homes throughout the years. Routine maintenance on your house's gutter system is always suggested. This will help prevent ground erosion, enable proper water control, and ultimately protect the value of your home. Go to our website, lindholmroofing.com. We'd love to come out for a free consultation. Lindholm Roofing. Our family has your family covered.
We're all looking for a little assistance adjusting to our new lives at home. ComEd can help.
Through the CARE Financial Assistance Program and flexible payment options, we'll try to find a financial assistance solution that works for you. We're also suspending disconnections and waiving any new late charges through at least June 1st. If your service has already been disconnected, please call us at 800-334-7661. ComEd. Let's power through this together.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. The housing market is about to really take off. Everyone that had to sell still needs to sell. And everyone that wanted to buy still needs to buy. We are seeing homes come to market at record numbers, and we're just getting started. Mortgage interest rates are sitting near all-time lows, and that gives you more buying power. Get pre-approved for your new home in 5 minutes at thehomeloanexpert.com.
The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Plumbing emergency and need immediate service? Call the professionals at Plumbers 911. 1-833-PLUM-911. Licensed and highly trained plumbers available 24/7. Call now and get $50 off your initial plumbing service. Plumbers 911. 1-833-PLUM-911.
Vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Times are challenging right now in Chicago, but True Green knows that the grass will get greener. You may be spending more time enjoying your lawn this season than ever before, and True Green can help make your lawn happy, healthy, and weed-free. Call 866-967-6048 or go to truegreen.com/radio to receive 50% off your spring application. That's 866-967-6048 or go to truegreen.com/radio. At True Green, we'll take care of your lawn. You take care of you.
You work hard for your money. You should be rewarded for that. That's why so many people are switching to Consumers Credit Union. Member-owned, Consumers offers tremendous advantages, like earning up to 5.09% APY for doing things you're likely already doing. Plus, you can use any ATM anywhere, and Consumers refunds the fees. It's no wonder Consumers Free Rewards Checking is recognized as one of the best high-yield checking accounts nationwide. Account qualifications apply. Signing up is a breeze at myconsumers.org. Consumers Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
Zero. If you buy a new Hyundai before Memorial Day, it's the number of payments you'll make in the next 90 days. You can also get 0% APR for 84 months on a new Hyundai Tucson, which means you've got zero excuses to not be driving your new Hyundai by Memorial Day. Get 0% APR for 72 months on the Santa Fe or Elantra, or 0% APR for 84 months on the Tucson. See your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com today. Offers end June 1st, 2020. Call 224-661-0068 for details.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein. The Chicago Window Guy is open during these difficult times to handle all your window and door needs. Make the call to Russ Armstrong, the owner of Chicago Window Guys. They make and install all their own products. They offer a lifetime warranty on all parts and labor. I had a bunch of windows done, and I am thrilled with them. And Russ realizes this is a tough time. He's offering virtual appointments over the internet or phone. Call the Chicago Window Guys today, 847-881-3060. And for the first 10 callers who mention my name, Dan, you'll receive 10% off your order.
Your home means everything to Lindholm Roofing, and as a family business for 3 generations, we have serviced over 100,000 households all across Chicagoland. As experts in flat and shingle roofing, we could handle any issue that might arise at your home or commercial property. ask about our extended 50-year warranty protection plans. Visit us on the web at lindholmroofing.com. We'd be happy to come out for a free consultation. Lindholm Roofing. Our family has your family covered.
Plumbing emergency and need immediate service? Call the professionals at Plumbers 911. 1-833-PLUM-911. Licensed and highly trained plumbers available 24/7. Call now.